I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, we do have a level one risk for severe weather with showers and thunderstorms possible late this afternoon and tonight. One or two of those could become severe, with damaging winds and large hail being the big threats. High today in the low 80s. Of course, we'll be tracking the storms on live dual Doppler 5000 radar on WRAL-TV, WRAL.com, and on the WRAL apps. Breaking news overnight, 11 people are out of their home after a fire. Happened on Anger Avenue in Durham just after midnight. Apparently, that house had been used as a boarding house recently, according to firefighters. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, and Durham firefighters are investigating what started it. Durham police are looking for suspects involved in shots fired near the American Tobacco campus. Happened around 10:30 yesterday morning. You can see the pictures of the two people who may have been involved in the shooting in our story on WRAL.com and in the WRAL News app. New international flights begin this summer from RDU International, including a nonstop flight to Panama City, Panama. Copa Airlines will begin that service in June, and the CEO of the airline is in town today to talk about just how attractive the Triangle is for business. Other airlines will begin direct flights to Germany and Mexico starting this summer. And you can celebrate Earth Day this evening in Raleigh. The city is hosting a free event at Dix Park from 5 until 10 tonight. Earth-conscious vendors and organizations will be there. They'll have live music and games, and the movie The Lorax will be shown starting at 8 o'clock. And that's a look at some of our top stories on a Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Brian Schrader.